This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. The general belief is that there are four contenders for the Super Bowl in the NFC, two in the AFC. Let's see if Tennessee or Jacksonville can prove that theory wrong this weekend. The Titans play at New England on Saturday night. The Jaguars are in Pittsburgh on Sunday. For weeks, it's been presumed Steelers versus Patriots will decide who goes to the Super Bowl for the conference, but the Titans and Jaguars want to have their say. Other games this weekend include Atlanta versus Philadelphia and New Orleans versus Minnesota. Former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez's life and death will be the subject of a one-hour special episode of 48 Hours to be broadcast on CBS on January 20th. The story will be told by the best-selling author James Patterson, who is writing a book about Hernandez. Meanwhile, in the NBA, the Boston Celtics entertained the Londoners yesterday by storming back from a 22-point second-quarter deficit to beat the Philadelphia 76ers, 114-103. Kyrie Irving had 20 points, 7 assists, and 6 rebounds in the 8th NBA game played in England. In men's college basketball, Iona knocked off Siena, 71-69. Army rallied from a 19-point deficit in the second half to defeat Lafayette, 81-71. The U.S. Army has filed a challenge opposing the application of the NHL's newest franchise to register the trademark Las Vegas Golden Knights. The Army claims it will be damaged by registration of the mark and says it has acquired exclusive rights that predate any rights claimed by the NHL team. The Army says it has used the Golden Knights nickname since the late 1960s and claims it owns common law rights for the color schemes that combine black and gold and yellow and white. In Major League Baseball, outfielder Aaron Hicks agreed to a $2,825,000 one-year contract with the New York Yankees. Saudi women will be allowed for the first time to enter a sports stadium to watch a soccer match between two local teams, though they will be segregated from the male-only crowd with designated seating in the so-called, quote, family section. The first stadium is to open its doors to women today. The move is Saudi Arabia's first social reform planned for this year, giving women greater rights. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.